There are no reported cases of coronavirus infection in Yemen, at least not yet. But just to the north of Yemen, Saudi Arabia's government announced that it is assessing health needs in Yemen. That is a very different sort of interest in Yemen for Saudi Arabia than we saw 5 years ago today, when Saudi began bombing targets in Yemen to undermine a rebellion there.
The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia launched military operations in Yemen. The objective is to defend the legitimate government of President Hadi from the takeover attempts by the Houthi militias in Yemen.
That was Saudi Arabia's ambassador to the U.S. in March 2015. 5 years later, the war in Yemen still grinds on. It has caused near-famine conditions, unleashed a cholera epidemic. By some estimates, the war has killed 100,000 people. Many Yemenis have also been detained, often tortured. One of them is Hisham Al-Omaisi. His home is Cairo now, but when he lived in Yemen's capital city, he was known as a vocal critic of the war. And then he was taken prisoner one afternoon in August of 2017.
Well, I was taken because I was becoming critical of the Houthis. Previously, I was critical of everybody, all the sides in the war, but I focused mostly on the Houthis just before my abduction because of the policies implemented locally, especially in the capital, Sana'a. They weren't too happy about that. So they took me and they forcibly disappeared me for almost 6 months.
And during that 6 months, you were in detention. Can you describe that?
I was kept pretty much in a basement in a solitary cell for most of that time. The cell was very small and it was underground, so there's no light source. And it's a psychological torture. You lose track of time and you start talking to yourself. And I'll be quite honest with you, there was a time when I contemplated even suicide. Basically, your inner demons attack you the whole time. It was hell. You basically feel you're being buried alive.
Hisham, you said you had been critical of the Houthis. Remind us who they are, and were you their prisoner, essentially?
Well, the Houthis, they're a marginalized group that a lot of people in Yemen sympathized with, and I did myself. The government waged unfair wars against them, 6 wars, and they'd had lack of services, lack of healthcare, lack of government support in their areas, which is why a lot of people sympathized with them, and we welcomed them in Sana'a. And even after what happened to me, after what they did to me, the imprisonment and the forcible disappearance, I still hold no grudge against them.
So March 26 marks the fifth anniversary of the first airstrikes by Saudi Arabia in Yemen, but Yemen's been at war even longer than that. What prospects do you see for your country now?
The thing is that in Yemen, the roots of the conflict go way deep. People can trace it back even 30 years ago. But the thing is that the social fabric has been torn apart. We have lost the central axis for our nation, what defines us. And the problem is a lot of people are so focused on ending the war itself, the conflict. But even if the war, even if the guns stop tomorrow, it's going to take a while for the internal conflict to end.
I know you're not in Yemen, but daily life for the average person in Yemen right now, what's that like? What have you heard? Is there enough food or schools still functioning?
Schools have been suspended. And in terms of food, well, there's shortages before even the coronavirus outbreak. Today, I was talking to my parents back home in Sana'a, and they said that there's even more shortages now because of the shutting down of all the ports. And the prices of medicine actually skyrocketed almost threefold.
And that's all a function of the coronavirus outbreak, in addition to the war in Yemen.
In addition to the war, exactly. It just basically exacerbated the situation.
And Yemen, if it gets hit by this coronavirus, I suspect that will affect humanitarian assistance as well.
It will. You have to remember that the healthcare situation is pretty bad. I mean, only 40% of the hospitals are operational, and within those 40%, it's very limited capacity. So if it hits us, it will hit us really hard.
What would you like the rest of the world to be thinking right now? Obviously, recognizing that pretty much everybody on this planet is distracted by the coronavirus. What would you like the world to be thinking in those corners where they have some space to be thinking about Yemen?
Well, they need to learn from us, to be honest with you. The thing is that we've had shortages, we've had epidemics, we've had the war, the airstrikes and everything else that basically forced us into our own basements for 5 years. And there are some lessons to be learned from the Yemeni experience. Now that I'm watching the news and I've seen people turn against each other, fighting in grocery stores, and I would like them to see what we did in Yemen. We didn't do that. We didn't panic. There was no mass hysteria. We actually worked together. We learned how to be kind to each other. We learned that we survive as a community. And that's how we've been able to survive for the past 5 years. So the world can actually look for lessons from Yemen.
That's a very positive way to look at it. Thank you for that. Hisham Al-Umaisi, a human rights activist and former political prisoner in Yemen, speaking with us from Cairo. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, Marco.